So maybe you got a great idea for a business and you want to start selling your products or services online. Maybe you're an established business owner looking for new customers, or maybe you're interested in starting a personal website. No matter who you are, GoDaddy wants to help you succeed online. Right now, GoDaddy is offering a .com domain for just $1.49. It's go time. Start your website today. Visit GoDaddy.com and enter promo code Alonzo149 to get your $1.49.com. Some limitations apply. See website for details. Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to my podcast, Who's Paying Attention, episode 90. I am recording from Rochester, New York. It is about 35 degrees outside with a mixture of rain and snow and a gray sky. Pretty much looks like the Democratic Party right now. Yeah, we got to talk a little about the midterms. An early Merry Christmas to the Republican Party because the Democrats have given it away. Yes, given it away. It is unbelievable, but they did it again. I've said it years ago. If you want to see a surrender, you just check with the Democratic Congress. As you well know, right now, the Republicans have taken over the Congress. They've taken over the Senate. They're celebrating. They're having a ball. And a bunch of Democrats who just run leading up to the election, these Democrats did not support Barack Obama. They said they don't want to work with Barack Obama. They said they didn't work with Barack Obama. And guess what? They won't be working with Barack Obama. Actually, won't be working at all. Unemployment figures may be up next month because there's a whole lot of Democrats out of work. Now, here's the thing. I'm not even going to talk about what the Republicans ran on because they just said, we hate Obama. And it's the same thing they've been saying the whole time, and good for them. But the Democrats, amazingly, now if you look, if you can, and we're in such a partisan world and such a partisan news environment, it's difficult to see. But if you were to stand back and just look at the numbers, stock market at record highs, gas prices at unbelievable lows in a lot of the country, less than $3 a gallon. Unemployment below 6%. That was the target. Target's been hit. 10 million people with health insurance that didn't have health insurance a year ago. Any of this would be considered a success. Any of this, if you're a politician, I mean, wouldn't you talk about these things that your party achieved? Nope. They sat back. Said, look, we didn't vote for Obama either, and sorry about the Ebola. And it was literally that, like the woman who ran in Kentucky, and I'm not even looking for names, the woman who was running against McConnell, she's a Democrat running for Senate and wouldn't admit she voted for Barack Obama. I mean, it was absolutely ridiculous. This is a win. Some are saying, you know, this is a win for the angry white male. And the moment, see, I just said that, now I'm playing the race card. Because, you know, and I'm loving this because I'm getting a lot of angry posts on my Facebook page. But what's funny is all of these people saying, nope, had nothing to do with race. It was his policies. Yeah, we didn't like Obama because of his policies. Sure, we asked for his birth certificate. We call him a Kenyan and a monkey and all of that. But it had nothing to do with race. Those were, you see, he had the policies of a monkey from Kenya, and that's why we hated him. So anyway, I'll tell you this. This is how angry they were. This is how crazy we've become. This election was Mia Love, and I have no problem with Mia Love or her, who she is or whatever, but this, if you told somebody that the Republican Party was going to elect a second-generation Haitian from Brooklyn as a congressional representative from Utah, they'd have laughed in your face. Guess what? It just happened. Mia Love is in. God bless her. Good luck. I don't understand Mia Love, just like I didn't understand Condoleezza Rice, but they're Republicans, and they're happy, and they're in. She's in Congress, and good for her. I just don't understand how they're so comfortable with the Haitian immigrant, yet hate the Kenyan immigrant. Now, I got to tell you, I told that joke. I wrote that joke on my Facebook page. You would be amazed how many people wrote and said, well, first of all, they talked about the policies, which is one hilarious thing. But even funnier, how many said, well, no, Barack Obama's not from Kenya. He's from Hawaii. Where you people been for the last 5.5 years? When were you speaking up back then? Why won't you tell Sheriff Joe and Donald Trump that Barack Obama's an American? Ah, well, it's over. Listen, the Republicans are running it. The school shooter lobby, ecstatic. Not a very vocal lobby, but very happy. There will be no background checks. Run on down to Walmart, grab your assault rifle, and look for the nearest middle school. You'll be safe for the next 6 years. This is what's funny. This is another thing that's funny to me. Even though they won, and I mean, they literally won everything they wanted. They won, Republicans won governorships around the country, even surprisingly in places like Maryland and Illinois. Illinois, I don't know if it's a surprise, but Maryland was definitely a surprise. They've taken over the Congress. Well, they've maintained control of the House of Representatives. They've taken control of the Senate. They're still angry. That's what's funny to me. They're still angry. It's like, I don't know. Listen, guys, girls, Republicans, how about this? Just start the Barack Obama impeachment proceedings right now. Defund and shut down Obamacare and find a way to bring bin Laden back to life so you can kill him properly. Would that make you happy? I don't know. I don't know at what point they're like, we've got enough. I mean, you've already repealed voting rights. Maybe get rid of the entire civil rights law and ban homosexuality and send women back to the kitchen. I don't know. Well, not Mia Love, but all those other women need to go back to the kitchen, I guess. I don't know what'll make them happy. Barack Obama in his, and let's call it the conciliatory speech, in the speech where he acknowledged the Republicans taking over the Senate, said that, you know, he's willing to work with them. He said he'll still use executive orders to protect immigration, but, you know, he's willing to meet them halfway on a bunch of things, trade and so on, and talk with them. And every anchor on Fox News got angry. And they said Obama's crazy and he's arrogant and he's insane and he's out of touch. And like he just said, he'd work with you. Now Mitch McConnell, and you remember Mitch McConnell, the man who said that, you know, his only job was to make sure Barack Obama was a one-term president and to make sure all of Barack Obama's policies lose. Good American. Now he's going to be running the Senate. And this is what he says. And yeah, I have to laugh, and I hope you do too. I wish us luck. Anyway, he says, we are going to pass legislation. There's going to be no more gimmicks, no more government shutdowns, no more threats of not funding the budget. You know, the things that he did when he was a minority leader, which was shut down the government and always threaten to not increase the budget, you know, to pay. It's amazing how he's turned around, but he has. Things are going to be different. They're really not. But, you know, we still got Ebola to deal with. So that's about it. There's really not a whole lot to talk about on this. That there's nothing that hasn't been said. We'll wait and see what happens. The now that Republicans control the House of Representatives and the Senate, anything that goes wrong will still be Barack Obama's fault, because, as I've said before, he's the most powerful man who's ever lived. Who, even though you have a Congress that has voted no on everything he's ever done, he's responsible for everything except that which goes good. So I guess the Republicans were the ones who got gas prices this low. Anyway, it'll still be entertaining. Listen, I'm not giving up. You know, I don't give up on this country, because even at our worst, we're very entertaining. And just so you know, with these new leaders, with these new congressmen and senators that got elected, don't worry, we got some new crazies. I know you're thinking, you're like, wait a minute, what if Sarah Palin's happy and Bachman retired? Who are we going to listen to? Well, here's a few. You've got Republican Congressman Glenn Grothman from Wisconsin. He is on record as opposing Martin Luther King Day and supports a 7-day work week. Okay. So, you know, we already got him. We got that going on. Now, Jody Rice, another Republican from Georgia, says that Islam is not a religion that deserves protection from the First Amendment. He says Satan is infiltrating society and there's a gay blueprint to dominate America by sodomizing your sons. See, you thought that whole gay marriage thing was about equal rights or treating them as humans. No, they're going to sodomize your sons and they don't like you gay people, but it's not because you're gay. It's because of your policies. Jody Heiss, he is supporting women. He says women should be allowed to run for office as long as they get permission from their husbands first. So Jody is right around, I'm going to say the 1930s. Yeah, Jody's living right around it. I've said it before. I'll say it again. When you're in the South, I don't need to know where I am. I need to know when I am. Jody's from Georgia. His district is firmly in the 1930s. Mark Walker, Republican from Carolina, North Carolina, Greensboro area. He's a pastor, and he's got foreign policy. Yeah, he said that we should secure the Mexican border by going to war with Mexico. That so we got that going for us. And speaking of war, oh, man, you know that the Republicans are going to want to start something with somebody. We got ISIS we could bomb, or we can go to war with Syria, or you know, they like a good war. Well, in Mexico, we'll keep it close. That way we don't have to fly. We can go to war by bus. Okay, and so these are some of our new characters. Ken Buck, another crazy one. They don't like homosexuality. Ken Buck, he compared homosexuality to alcoholism and said that birth may have an influence on it, but there's a choice. Even though alcoholism has been categorized as a disease, maybe he thinks homosexuality is a disease. Maybe there should be some meetings. I don't know. So anyway, that's it. We got some new crazy Republicans. We got Mitch McConnell. It's going to be really interesting to see. I'd love to know what's going to go on in that meeting when him and Obama. You know how I said I want to stop everything you've ever done? Yeah. Now let's work together. So I don't know how that Mitch McConnell, Barack Obama thing's going to work out. I do know that it's going to be Barack Obama's fault. I got. And finally, and I say finally because you know my stance on these stories. Now it's happened over and over again. The hot adult woman has sex with the male teenager and gets prosecuted. I've said it again and again. This is America. This is a country of dreams. This is a country where anyone can do anything. Yeah, right. Anyway, why prosecute a woman who makes a dream come true? Molly Shattuck, and this woman is more or less amazing, okay? She is, going back to her early life, in high school, she was captain of the cheerleading squad, homecoming queen, and voted most popular in her class. Now, usually that's the woman that you're like, yeah, but 5 years later, she's pregnant, and 10 years later, she weighs, you know, she's 100 pounds overweight with five babies in the trailer. No, she kept the role going, moved on, married a multimillionaire who runs an electric and gas company. She's a philanthropist, gives away money. She, at 38 years old, she became the oldest cheerleader ever for the Baltimore Ravens. Yeah, she made the Ravens cheerleading squad 20 years after the varsity cheerleading squad. So now she's 47. She's rich. She's doing the nutrition and lifestyle guru thing, has a website helping people lose weight, blah, 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 blah. It still looks hot. And for some reason, started hitting on her 15-year-old son, 15-year-old friend. You know, it started out on Instagram. See, I told you that Instagram is just evil. And then they met in real life, and then she bought beer for the party late at night, and one thing leads to another, and now she's blowing a 15-year-old boy who I'm betting was not complaining. Then she later had oral sex with him again. Then she had intercourse with him, or offered to have intercourse with him. And now she's facing 50 years. She's facing 50 years in jail. Why? Now, I know people are going to say it's horrible. It hurts the little boy. It's the same as a 47-year-old man having sex with a 15-year-old girl. No, it's not. No, it's not. Okay? A 15-year-old boy is horny all the time. All the time. He's horny all the time. He's not a young girl. Young girls, young women fall in love, and they have the princess thing going on, and they, and an adult man can take full advantage of that, and there's romance involved. A 15-year-old boy, it will hump anything that sits still long enough. And if what sits still long enough is a hot 47-year-old woman who happens to be a millionaire, no harm, no foul. I'm just saying, those are my views, but what do I know? I admit to voting for Barack Obama, which tells you I must be an idiot. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for paying attention. Coming up Thanksgiving weekend, I will be at the Arlington Draft House. Haven't been there in a couple of years. It's just outside of Washington, D.C. I can't wait to hit Washington, D.C. But then again, maybe I shouldn't hit Washington, D.C. because, well, no, they legalized weed in Washington, D.C. So everybody will be fine. They'll be nice and mellow. I won't agree with the Republicans, but no one will really care. It's Alonzo Bowden asking who's paying attention, thanking you for paying attention, and we'll keep fighting the good fight, or at least making jokes about the bad fight. Love you. Good night.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore, because it's here, and it's funny. And I love you.